This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to speak with a writer that more people read in the gun culture than any other writer in the United States. Maybe the world. Maybe the universe. Maybe the known universe. Anyway, joining us again is writer and trainer Dean Weingarten. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and you're probably right, because the vast majority of gun owners in the world are in the United States.
Yeah.
And it is, the United States is where the gun culture is the largest percent of the population, and the rest of the world benefits from our involvement in the gun culture.
When I was saying that, I knew that I was getting it right, because we don't know what we know, for example, that there's not that many gun owners on the moon. So I feel pretty good about it. So let's
the known universe covers it pretty well.
I like it. Anyway,
what would you like to start with?
Well, I want to start with your ammo article, because this is a interesting article in that, for some reason, see, I didn't buy any ammo at all. I didn't pull the trigger one time in 2013. When everything was so, when literally there was no ammo to be held, to be found, to be bought. I didn't shoot any, and I didn't buy any, and I didn't buy any guns.
Or a lot of people didn't.
And now, this past weekend, I found a SIG P365 used for like $440, something like that.
That sounds pretty good deal.
Well, right across the room, and the new ones were $700. So yeah, it was great. It was like, well, it wasn't quite half price, but it was. So the guns themselves are not the commodity that are hard to find, which sort of explains why I keep seeing these. And we're going to talk about this later too. The continuing record year we're having. Let's talk about the ammo.
Okay. First off, I was very interested in figuring out how much ammunition is made in the United States. And I have to say that I wasn't able to get that exact figure. But I got something very close, and the National Shooting Sports Foundation has done research and published the amount of ammunition that's manufactured for the United States, which is probably a better number anyway, because it includes everything that's imported. And I had also done quite a bit of work on figuring out how much rimfire ammunition was being manufactured for the U.S. market back in the last ammunition bubble, which was pretty much from about 2012 to 2017. And that was... rimfire was harder to get then than centerfire. But it turned out that we were making a little over 4 billion rounds of .22 ammunition a year back around 2012. And then manufacturers increased the capacity, and I would say primarily it was Aguila and then Vista, which is Federal, let's see, what's the other big brand from Vista? So Vista Outdoors. They're one of the biggest manufacturers. They may be the biggest manufacturer of rimfire ammunition in the world, and they increased their capacity a bit, too, in their Idaho plant. CCI and Federal. And so the capacity for rimfire ammunition was increased by about a billion rounds. Yeah, up to about 5 billion per year, and that's 20% increase. That's pretty significant. And manufacturers don't like to increase capacity if they think it's just a flash demand. But the demand kept on and on and on, and they did increase capacity by 20%. And now it's 2020, and we have another run on ammo, another bubble. And according to the NSSF, in 2018, which is the last thing we have numbers for, the total capacity for the U.S. market was 8.7 billion rounds. I'm pretty sure it's over 9 billion now, or 2 years later than that. And so that means it's about 4 billion centerfire rifle, pistol, and shotgun rounds produced for the U.S. market a year, and about 5 billion rimfire. And that sounds like a lot of rounds, and it is. The U.S. has its own ammunition-making capacity, and 99% of it, U.S. military, I'm trying to say, 99% of the U.S. military capacity is in Lake City Arsenal in Independence, or the Lake City Ammunition Plant, I should say, in Independence, Missouri. But their maximum output in a year is 1.6 billion. So you have almost six times as much as produced for the civilian market as the maximum capacity for the U.S. military. So for whatever it's worth, but still, we have probably at least 450 million firearms, privately owned firearms in the United States. According to the best data I can come up with, and I've worked on this for years, trying to come up with the best estimate, and that's people who are experts in the field from different sides have come up with a base that I then extrapolated on using the information from the ATF. And so 450 million, and with all the sales this year, it's probably over 460 million now. But so let's say 450 and 9 billion rounds. That really shocked me because it means we're only producing about 20 rounds per year per gun in the United States.
Yeah.
That's not very much.
No, when you get down to that point, when you get down to breaking it down like that, yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of ammunition. It's more than anywhere else in the world is producing. I mean, there's no other country that comes even close. Nowhere close to producing the amount of ammunition we do in the United States. And yet, we're only producing about 20 rounds for every gun in the country each year.
Right.
Now, over half of that's 22, which makes sense. People shoot 22 more than just about anything else. Much more, probably. It looks like more than everything else combined. And that does not include reloaded ammunition. And people who are enthusiasts, who do a lot of target shooting, they reload a lot of ammunition. So that might up the numbers a bit. And if I could get the production on primers, for example, we might get a clue on how much is reloaded. But components for ammunition are also difficult to get right now from everything I hear. So it's not just ammunition, but primers and gunpowder. And gunpowder is probably the weakest point in our ammunition supply, actually, because virtually half of the gunpowder that's consumed in the United States each year is imported. We only produce enough in country for about half the ammunition we use.
Right.
And there's only two plants, from what I understand, that now make gunpowder in the United States. We're talking about smokeless gunpowder. There's probably a number of smaller plants for black powder. And there are people who make a reasonable quality black powder on their own. It's not that simple, but I've read of people who do it. But smokeless is a little harder. And nitrocellulose, which is the primary component.
I'll tell you what, hang on for me. We'll get back on the ammunition when we get back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were talking about ammunition, which at the bottom of this article, if you go look at this on Ammoland, he has a bunch of links to 9mm.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how much of it.
Well, I'm going to look at it while you're talking about you were talking about. You're talking about some ingredients and everything, so while you talk about it, I'm going to look and see what's available while you're talking about it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, well, it turns out that one of the major components of smokeless gunpowder, perhaps the most important one, is nitrocellulose. And it's only manufactured in one, well, almost all of it, I should say, is manufactured in one military plant that is located in Virginia, right up against the border of West Virginia. Let's see if I get the name right. I think it's Falls Creek. I'd have to check. But that plant produces at least 90% of the nitrocellulose used in making smokeless gunpowder. I'm a little bit concerned that we have that one point of failure. If something happened to that plant, and it's a big plant, and they've got serious security, but if something happened to that plant, you know, we wouldn't have smokeless powder. Now, there are a few other places that apparently make some relatively small amounts, but most of it comes from the one place. Now, that wasn't always the case. I was looking at how much ammunition was made during World War II. And we had a much smaller population, about half the population we do now. And the U.S. in World War II, and we won World War II with productivity. That's how we won it. We outproduced anybody else. We produced almost as much, I think very close to as much military material by ourselves than everybody else in the war altogether. And we were producing, in the middle of World War II, 21.6 billion rounds of small arms ammunition per year. And most of the plants, there were, I think, about, 12, either 12 or 13 big ammunition plants going during World War II, and they were all shut down, or all but one. I think maybe there were two going at the end of the war. But by the time of the Korean War, they had to reactivate four more. And then during Vietnam, they required, I think, six altogether. But now they've all been shut down. I think they've been decommissioned. For example, the Badger ammunition plant in Wisconsin, which I used to drive by fairly regularly, this big plant. It's now, there's a video out showing that all the trees and brush and everything have grown all over it, and it's become sort of one of these abandoned places that tourists may try to sneak into since there's some military patrols there or whatever. And it's been totally, almost completely destroyed, and it's just not, we won't be able to start it up again. And that's the case with most of the ammunition plants. And so we have gone from having a capacity to produce 21.6 billion rounds in the military plants down to 1.6 billion. But my understanding is that the producers of ammunition have agreements with the military that if the military needs more ammo, they can just take over the civilian plants, and the civilian plants will start producing ammunition for the military. At minimum, the components that the civilian plants need would be diverted to military use. So we're not producing anywhere as much ammunition as we once were able to.
Right.
And our productivity for the military relies almost entirely on one plant at 1.6 billion rounds per year, although they said we could rely on NATO partners to make more ammunition for us if we needed it. I guess that's assuming they make more than they need. So that's where we're at. Now, interestingly, as part of this, just people would say, well, you can make gunpowder, and you can. You can, if you work at it, you can make reasonably effective black powder. You can probably even make smokeless powder with a lot of effort. I'm not sure it'd be worth it. But it's possible that you could. There were some substitutes that people have played around with over the years. But primers are what It used to be what I used to think were the hardest thing to make, but it turns out they're not that hard to make. I mean, if you save your primers that are expended, that are punched out, and you save the metal parts, you can actually refill them and use them, and it isn't that difficult. I mean, it you might be able to produce a couple a minute, but if you don't have any ammo, being able to produce a couple a minute is significant. I mean, having 10 rounds is a huge difference from having no rounds. And I wrote about that a few years ago, and there are a number of dedicated hobbyists who, because of the Internet, were able to talk and correspond with each other. And there's actually a how-to manual of how to do it, lists about four or five different methods about how to make or recharge, perhaps would be the better term, primers. Some of them are fairly easy, some of them more complex. All of them work. And so if anybody's interested in how you make primers, I'd recommend that you do a search online, and you probably find my article will show up, and that gives links to other places. And one of the links leads to this manual, which is about 50 pages long, on how to make primers.
That would be somebody called me today from Genesis, as a matter of fact, looking for primers, and I don't know where to find primers. I used to do some reloading, not as much. I need to probably cultivate that, I think, and get back into it.
Yeah, right now it's just hard to get components. But this the fellow that, and I've corresponded with him personally, and have a great deal of respect for the person who developed the techniques. First off, they're not completely new. People were actually reloading primers in during World War II because you couldn't get ammunition, and people wanted to be able to shoot. And so he
let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break, and we'll continue that when we get back. And then I want to go to the gun sales that seem to continue to go on, and I'm beginning to understand why. You can find Dean's stuff at ammoland.com. And you're looking at maybe 1,600-plus articles sitting there waiting on you right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governors and other state officials must decide Friday who will get the first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine that's expected to become available later this month. Friday marks the deadline for states to submit requests for doses of the Pfizer vaccine. In doing so, they must specify where the limited amounts of shots should be shipped and how many will be for non-binding guidelines adopted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this week. That puts healthcare workers and nursing home patients at the front of the line. United States employers add 245,000 jobs in November as companies scale back their hiring as the coronavirus pandemic accelerates across the country. This marks the fewest added jobs since April. The report from the Labor Department also shows the unemployment rate fell to 6.7%. And you're listening to USA Radio News. With the world's fifth largest economy heading back towards a shutdown as it grapples with the fastest increase of COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began, many are wondering if lockdowns like the one being imposed in California actually work, to which Dr. Nicole Sapphire says,
well, when we first started pre-COVID era, we didn't have a lot of data into some of these measures. But since March, we have come up with a lot of science regarding it. But the truth is, Harris, I can find you a study that will fit whatever narrative that you wanted to choose. However, when it comes to some of these restrictive measures, I can tell you that we have far evolved from where we were in March. There is no reason to have blanket lockdowns anymore. We know how the virus transmits, we know who the vulnerable are, and we know the negative ramifications that came from those lockdowns.
The Dow once again setting a record under the Trump administration, gaining 248 points to close the week at 30-217. This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with writer and activist and instructor, Dean Weingarten. We've been talking a little bit about ammo and everything. Do you want to finish up your point that you were making
I had to interrupt? Yeah, let me say a little bit. The person who has done the best work on it is a PhD, a chemist, W. Marshall Thompson. So that's another way you can search for this. And the amount of materials needed to create primers is tiny. A small pistol primer takes about 3/10 of a grain. A large primer, about 5/10 of a grain. There's 7,000 grains in a pound, so it takes very small amount of materials. Once you get the materials, which aren't super easy to get, but aren't terribly hard either, you know, you have enough for a lot of primers. Now, I have to say that I have a lot of primers, so I'm not that worried. And you can also, the simplest method is to make primers is to use roll caps for cap guns.
Right.
And it works pretty well. So so I just wanted to let people know that I used to think making primers was almost impossible. But due to the work of Marshall Thompson, Dr. Thompson, I no longer think that. You could do it if you needed to.
One thing I've noticed on Instagram, I'm getting fed a lot of pictures by two or three different people that purport to have all of this ammo, and it's just pictures, right? It's just pictures of this stuff and primers, thousands of primers, stacks and stacks and pallets of ammo. And I'm wondering if the new thing is going to be fraud.
That's an interesting point, because whenever there is a huge demand, sometimes people will obtain even a small amount so they can get a few people saying that they ordered it and got it. And then you can have fraud. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll get you that ammo. Just send us your money. It might take a little while because there's such demand, but we'll get it to you. And if they're not a reputable site, I could see how fraud could, how a scam could be run to gather in quite a few dollars.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see if I get any sort of lead as to who they actually are. When I do a search on their name that they show on Instagram, I get nothing.
Well, in the Vista Outdoors, which produces a huge amount of the ammo for the U.S. market, I don't know the percentage, but I think it's probably in the neighborhood of like a third. I mean, I'm not willing to defend that in court. It's a reasonable guess. I've read that they have back orders for a year. Backward a year.
I mean, some of my sponsors, like Franklin Armory, they're running three shifts now, 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still back ordered.
Right. And I expect that the most gun manufacturers are in that situation. Certainly the ones that are in high demand, like pistols and semi-automatic rifles. And then I think probably all the ammunition manufacturers are doing the same. They are running three shifts, max capacity as much as they can. But it doesn't, when you're looking at gun owners that own roughly 450 million guns, and they decide, you know, instead of this half-used box of 20 that I got lying around, I'd really like to have a couple hundred rounds, that bumps up demand to such a high level that it takes a long time to satisfy. And I think that's what we saw with the last ammunition bubble. So, I am certain there are ammunition plants all over the world that are operating as fast as they can to get ammo into the American market and to make a lot of money while the demand lasts. And I don't see the demand slowing down unless maybe if President Trump takes office and, there aren't severe riots in most of the Democrat-controlled cities, demand might drop a little.
I think there's going to be riots. Riots are going to continue because I see BLM making a bunch of demands of Biden, and all the people that were out there voting for change by voting for Biden? No, you weren't. There's no change involved with that. That's Obama light. That's Obama. Look at who he's wanting to put in his cabinet. You can figure that out.
I tend to agree.
Yeah, and BLM's not going to go along with this.
They're not going to be satisfied unless they get radical action.
Not at all. They're going to go crazy. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
But I'm not convinced that President Trump won't pull it off and have a second term. I think that is still possible.
Well, they had a hearing in Arizona yesterday. Did you hear about the hearing in Arizona, where one of the witnesses said, you know, we have copies of the data and the packets that were sent from here to Germany.
Yeah.
From Dominion. Right. From all of these voting hubs with Dominion. And there's also the other talk of supposedly there was a firefight between the Army Special Forces and CIA to secure those servers.
It's not impossible. I just don't know. And whether servers were grabbed, that seems up in the air.
Yeah.
We're in a situation like I remember from being in Panama during the Noriega regime about 30-some years ago. Rumors fly all over the place.
Yeah,
nobody trusts the media because they've shown themselves to be untrustworthy. So you just don't know, and you try to use the best sources you can, and if you've got personal sources of information, you give that a bit more credit. But we just don't know, and the mainstream media has spent the last 4 years convincing us that they're completely untrustworthy and put out fake stories all the time.
Yep. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. So, you know.
Right.
I expect to see something. Let's see. We got about a minute and a half before we go into the break. We can go ahead and let's. I'm starting to see guns available. Right?
Yes.
I can always tell when there's a gun shortage when they run out of Glocks. When any gun shop runs out of Glocks, they are truly out of guns, because Glock is a behemoth when it comes to production. So I'm starting to see Glocks come back into the chain, which means they've... And I would imagine it's easier now to get a gun than it is to get ammo.
I think it probably is. For one thing, the demand for guns wasn't just for any gun. I mean, I could walk into gun stores, you know, a month or two ago, and you could buy 22 rimfire rifles pretty easily. They were generally available. You could buy single shot and double barrel shotguns. You know, even pump shotguns were generally available, not as much as they used to be.
Right.
The real demand seemed to be, and bolt-action rifles, high-powered rifles. There were a fair number of those around. But pistols and semi-automatic rifles, especially semi-automatic centerfire rifles, they were very much harder to get. But if you look at the statistics for the last month...
I tell you what, hold on to that. We'll get into that. Full bore, when we get back, we're talking to Dean Weingarten. You can find his stuff at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Last time on The Firing Line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We were talking about gun sales keep coming up. Looking at the article, is that true, 3.3 million background checks in the month of November?
3.6.
3.6 million background checks.
Yeah, but almost half the background checks now are for gun permits and permit rechecks. So you have to dig into the details at the FBI to figure out how many actual guns were sold. A good approximation, because they count checks, not guns sold. And there's a little difference, because you can have one check for multiple guns. There are states that you don't require a background check if you already have a concealed or a gun permit. So the numbers are never absolutely precise. But I try to do it. I think I do a reasonably good job. And we're looking at, in November, there were about a bit over 1.9 million firearms sold. And that brings the total, by my calculations, of just under 19 million so far in 2020. 18.76 is the estimate. And that is probably a record, and we're certainly going to have a record for 2020 as the highest number of guns sold in the U.S. ever. And it's going to be more than 20 million. And that's huge. That's increasing the number of private guns in the U.S., which already has the most on the planet of any country by far, I mean, by orders of magnitude far, to by about 4% in 1 year. And we have roughly 40% of the people buying guns are new gun buyers, according to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, when they've talked to their retailers and tried to figure out how many are new gun buyers. Well, that's an increase of 8 million more gun owners. That's a significant amount. The actual number of gun owners we have is unknown. It's really hard to tell, because guns are not generally registered in the United States, so we don't have any numbers that are reasonable for how many people own guns in the U.S. All we have are surveys. And the problem with surveys is that a lot of people who own guns don't want to tell somebody who knows their address and phone number whether they have one or not. And so I believe that gun owners are generally undercounted, but we're looking at somewhere 100, probably between 100 and 120 million gun owners, I'd say, in the United States. Could be. And that's just people who say, I own this gun. It's not people in households that own a gun that would have access to it if they want to.
Right.
The number of households with guns is almost certainly more than 40%. I suspect it's probably closer to 50%, but again, you have the, it's just like the shy Trump voter, it's the shy gun owner. You know, the one who doesn't want to tell the government that they have one. And probably a lot of Black Americans, you know, who have the early gun control was all about keeping guns away from black people, slaves and freed slaves, particularly in the South. And with that kind of history, they probably aren't too anxious to tell people outside their immediate family whether they have a gun or not.
Right.
And there's plenty of other reasons. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just gonna say. I would really love to know how many guns get sold to people that have permits that don't have to go through background checks.
That's hard to know, but according to John Lott, we now have about almost 20 million people with permits. And 25 of the states, every state except Vermont, has some method of issuing a permit, even though there's Hawaii, I don't think, has any private permits anymore, but every state has a method. And so since we have 25 states where a permit acts as your background check, so roughly half the country, the people who have permits there don't have to go through a separate background check to buy a gun. So,
right.
You know, that's saying roughly 10 million people. So it's a significant number, and we just don't know. I mean, those are not fed into the system. So we don't know. And I have used a concealed carry permit. I use it all the time. If I buy a new gun, I don't. Because it's just a hassle to go through the instant check system. I mean, you have to call up, and then they have to wait. And then I've been told by the owner of a gun shop in the area that he believes that the FBI discriminates against people who call in and has them wait longer. They're trying to push everybody into the computer system to do it online. That was his opinion, anyway.
Talking about gun shops?
Gun shops doing background checks, doing the national instant background check system.
I've been seeing that at a couple of the stores that I would call the bigger gun stores, not the mom and pops where they still have the paper 4473, but now they've got it all computerized, and it looks like a call center when you go in there and you sit down at a computer. Got one, I bought a gun Saturday.
Uh huh.
And I had a permit. It was as soon as I hit enter, and they pushed a couple of buttons. They said, "Okay, come on over here and pay for it." So you know, I have a permit. Have this
and it's
permit.
It's a good reason. It's a good reason to get a permit. I'm all for people getting the permits because it bumps up our numbers. It makes us more politically powerful. It makes it hard for the opposite side to claim that only kooks have carry guns. And it's generally a positive thing. So the problem is people will say, well, you know, if I have a permit, people know I have a gun. Yeah, well, you know, do you go online and comment about guns? Do you get into a debate somewhere? Do you buy ammunition? Do you subscribe to a gun magazine? Do you have a hunting license? All of those things are going to essentially tie guns to you and make you probably as much of a target as having a permit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing I hear, and I hear this a lot, I was subbing for a local radio station here. And, like, for example, when they ask me about vaccines, I point out that when I was in the military, you know, you're taking vaccines all the time because the Army says you're taking vaccines all the time.
Yeah,
and
right.
The prevailing thought pattern that I got for that was that as being a part of the military, I was a guinea pig. And when I talk about permits, the prevailing idea is that I have given in to the state-controlled regulation of taking a right and turning it into a privilege. And when I point out certain things, they love you. And those kinds that get out there and give me stuff about permits and, you know, some of this other stuff and being on lists and all these other things, I mean, is there any way now you think to not be on a list of some sort?
Well, I think if you go up into Alaska and live by subsistence hunting, you might be able to avoid some lists. But right. In general, the list and the information is so pervasive in modern society, it's very, very difficult to avoid being on a list of some kind.
Well, if you have a Social Security number, you're on a list, right?
Oh, absolutely. Now, what I would suggest is the opposite route. And
well, I tell you what, before you go off on
the system.
But before you go off on that, in that direction, we have like less than a minute left. Will you be with me on Friday?
I intend to be.
Very good, sir. I intend to be here waiting on you on Friday. And in the meantime, those of you that like Dean's stuff, you can find Dean's stuff. And here's the thing about Dean. Ammoland.com is in the top 1,000 websites on the planet. I think it comes in at number 844, 744, something like that, which is, that's no small feat. And of all the writers on Ammoland that they have, Dean is one of the more prolific, and he is definitely the most read. This is something that Freddie Reel has said, and he's the publisher and editor of Ammoland.com. That's why he comes here as often as he does, because I only go for the best. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.